Title: Lo-Fi Noise Loops That Support Groove Intermediate. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass drums without adding more drums. In this lesson, we're building lo-fi noise loops that support groove. Not noise as in lazy hiss on top, but noise that actually moves with the rhythm, reinforces swing, and glues your breaks and drum hits together, so the track feels alive and forward-driving. This is one of those secret weapons in rolling D&B and jungle. A good noise layer fills the tiny gaps between kick and snare, adds air around hats, and creates microdynamics that your ear reads as human and continuous motion. By the end, you'll have a little noise groove system you can drop into any project, a clean airy hiss that pumps with the groove, a roomish texture that reacts to snare and hats, and an optional gritty, break-adjacent dust layer for that jungle bite. We'll keep it mix-safe out of the sub, and we'll resample it so it becomes an arrangement tool, not a CPU-draining science project. Let's do it. First, set up a dedicated noise bus, because workflow is half the battle. Create a new audio track and name it Noise Bus. This track is where all your noise layers will end up, so you get one fader that controls the entire vibe, and one coherent processing chain that makes everything feel like it belongs together. Now make sure your main drums are grouped somehow. If you've got kick, snare, hats, and a break, put them into a drum group or at least make sure you can sidechain from a single drum source easily. Then route all noise layers to the noise bus. You can do that by setting their audio to the noise bus, or by sending to a return that feeds it. Either way is fine. The point is, all noise is controlled from one place. Now we need a noise source. I'll give you three methods. Pick one, or combine them later. Method 1 is the fastest and most controllable. Generate hiss with operator. Create a MIDI track named Noise Gen. Drop operator on it. In operator, set the oscillator to noise, basically white noise. No pitch tracking needed. You can literally hold one long MIDI note or just set it up so it continuously outputs, depending on your setup. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to a band pass. Start around 8 kHz, and you can explore anywhere from about 6 to 10k depending on how bright your hats are. Set resonance somewhere around 0.6 to 1.1 so the band pass has some character. Add a tiny bit of drive in the filter, like 1 to 3 dB, just to make it feel slightly more tapish. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is subtle, but it turns plain noise into something that feels like equipment, not math. Then add utility. Set width around 120% to 160% if you want that airy halo. Don't worry about the level yet, that's your air hiss foundation. Method 2 is the most natural. Resample real texture. Grab a recording of room tone, street ambience, cassette noise, record player hiss, anything with real world movement. Drop it on an audio track and enable warp. Use texture warp mode, because it's great for airy noise. Set grain size around 20 to 40 milliseconds. Loop one or two bars and make it seamless. This method is underrated because real noise has tiny inconsistencies that already groove, even before we do any sidechain tricks. Method 3 is the jungle flavored glue. Use the high end of your break itself. Duplicate your break track. On the duplicate, add EQ8. High pass it aggressively around 3 to 6K using a steep slope like 24 or 48 dB. The goal is, keep only the fizz, the dust, the little tick and scrape energy that already follows the break's timing. If it's harsh, notch a bit around 7 to 9K. That's a common pain zone. Then add redux very lightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction very subtle, like 0 to 2. We're not trying to destroy it. We're trying to add that slight digital grit that reads like old sampler when blended quietly. Optionally add another auto filter band pass to keep it controlled. This method is gold, because it automatically follows the break's ghost notes and microswing. It already knows where the groove is. Cool, now you have noise, but right now it's just noise. The key step is making it support groove. We're going to do three things on the noise bus: sidechain, gate shape, and add subtle movement. First, sidechain compression on the noise bus. Add a compressor on the noise bus and enable sidechain. For the sidechain input, don't automatically choose the full drum group. This is a creative decision. Try hats or shaker only if you want the noise to become rhythmic sparkle and swing support. Try snare only if you want the noise to emphasize backbeat energy and phrasing. This is amazing for dark rollers where the snare is the anchor. Try ghost notes or the break only if you want the noise to inherit the micro groove and feel played. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Shorter attack clamps faster, longer attack lets the initial transient poke through, which can feel a bit more exciting. Release is the money knob. Start around 60 to 150 milliseconds, but don't guess. Loop one bar and adjust release until the noise rises back at a musically intentional spot. In a 16th note grid, you're often aiming for the E or the A, especially if your hats have swing. If the noise blooms too early, it sounds like obvious pumping. If it comes back too late, it feels disconnected and lazy. Set threshold, so you're getting around 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. We're not doing EDM sidechain theatrics. We're doing subtle breathing. Now add a gate to shape it rhythmically. Put gate after the compressor to start with. Later you can flip the order and see what feels better. Sidechain the gate from something rhythmic, usually closed hat or your break. The gate is what turns wash into percussion adjacent. Set attack fast, about 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release around 40 to 120 milliseconds depending on how shuffly you want it. Floor can be all the way down if you want it chopped hard, or maybe minus 20 dB if you want it to never fully disappear. Now you'll hear it. The noise is no longer sitting on top. It's playing with the pattern. Next, add subtle movement so it doesn't feel like a static sample. Add auto pan, even if you want mostly mono. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 25%. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Phase is important. Lower phase values are more mono compatible. If you set it too wide and facey, it might sound cool in stereo but collapse weirdly in mono. If you have Max for live, there's a really powerful upgrade. Use an envelope follower on your break or hat track, and map it gently to the noise band pass frequency and maybe a tiny bit of saturator drive. Then the noise brightness and grit respond to actual drum dynamics, not just a fixed pattern. Keep smoothing on so it moves like groove, not like jitter. Now let's make it mix safe, because noise is a top-end bully if you let it be. Put a Q8 last on the noise bus. High pass it, usually somewhere between 200 and 400 Hz. Steep slope. This is non-negotiable. Noise living in the low mids around 100 to 300 can murder punch and make your snare feel smaller. If it clouds the snare body, try a small dip around 180 to 250. If it competes with presence, dip gently around 3 to 5k. If it's harsh, control 7 to 10k. Ableton doesn't give you a true dynamic EQ stock, but you can fake it. One easy approach is a band split rack. Create an audio effect rack with low, mid, and high chains. Isolate them with EQ8 and compress or saturate only the high chain. That way you tame the harshness without dulling everything. Now, coach tip. Calibrate your noise level properly so you don't mix it too loud. Pull the noise bus fader all the way down. Then slowly raise it until you just notice the drums connect and the gaps feel less empty. When you reach that oh, it's glued moment, back it off by about half a dB to 1 dB. If you can clearly identify that's the noise track, you're probably past the sweet spot. In DNB, good noise often disappears when you focus on it, but you miss it instantly when you mute it. Also, do a mono check. Here's a simple strategy. Keep the core of the noise mono and put width only on a parallel chain. Create an audio effect rack on the noise bus with two chains, core and halo. On core, set utility width to 0%. Add light saturation and slightly stronger sidechain so the groove stays tight in the center. On halo, set width to maybe 160 to 200%, but high pass it higher, like 600 Hz to 1K, so the stereo width lives only in the area. Use gentler sidechain here so it doesn't audibly breathe too much. This way, mono compatibility stays solid and the top still floats. Another mix control tip. Two-stage filtering beats one-stage filtering. Use a broad high pass and low pass for safety, and a band pass for character. That way if you automate one filter later, you don't suddenly create a harsh resonant mess. Now, once it's vibing, commit it. Resample it. This is the part that makes you work like a pro. Create a new audio track called Noise Print. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 or 16 bars while the drums play. Don't overthink it. Just capture a performance. Then treat that recording like a break. Slice the best one or two bar section. Make a couple variants. Add fades. Reverse tiny bits. Stutter a moment before a fill. This turns noise into arrangement energy. Here are some quick arrangement moves that work constantly in DNB. In the intro, filter it down and keep it low. Think low pass around 6 to 8k and narrow the width. In the build, gradually open the filter and add a touch more gate motion so it feels like it's accelerating. At the drop, often reduce the noise bus by 1 to 2 dB. That sounds backward, but it leaves space for impact. The drums hit harder when the background backs off. In breakdowns, bring the noise up, widen it, and maybe add a short reverb tail for atmosphere. If you do reverb, keep it controlled. Use a short reverb return, high pass that return around 600 to 1K, and sidechain compress it from the snare so the snare doesn't get washed. Second drop, introduce a dirtier noise version. More saturation, maybe to touch more redux, or a quiet mid-dust layer around 2 to 6K. Keep that mid-dust mostly mono and very quiet. It's not supposed to sound like a tambourine. It's supposed to feel like menace. One more high-impact trick. Silence is loud. Mute the noise for the last eighth note or quarter note right before the drop, then bring it back after the first kick or snare. The drums seem to slam harder without changing drum levels. Now let's run a mini practice plan you can do in about 15 to 25 minutes. Load a typical rolling DNB drum loop. Could be clean two-step. Could be a chopped break. Either is fine. Build the rolling air glue chain. Operator noise into band pass auto filter around 8K. Saturator with soft clip. Compressor sidechained from drums, gate sidechained from hats, EQ high pass around 300 hz, then utility to widen, then create two variations, two bars each. Variation 1 is tighter, shorter gate release, more chopped. Variation 2 is looser, longer gate release and slightly more saturation. Arrange a quick 32-bar sketch, bars 1 to 8, variation 1, filter slightly closed, bars 9 to 16, introduce variation 2 quietly. Bars 17 to 24, at the drop, pull the noise bus down 1 to 2 dB but keep it pumping. Bars 25 to 32, bring the noise up a touch and widen slightly for lift. Then export and a slash be it. Bounce with noise, then without noise. Don't just listen for is there hiss. Listen for whether the drums feel more together, more rolling, and whether the groove feels like it has forward motion between hits. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes to avoid. If it's too loud, it stops being glue and becomes a separate instrument. Keep it subtle. This audio version is shortened for playback.